Nolte, Politico spreads disinformation to defend Democrat porn queen Susanna Gibson. By John Nolte on December 10, 2023. Far-left Politico is desperately spreading disinformation to defend Democrat porn actress Susanna Gibson. Gibson is the Democrat state legislative candidate who just lost a close race in Virginia after her porn past, recent past, by the by, was discovered online. This mother of two small children and her man-whore husband performed hardcore sex online for money. These performances were open to the paying public. Nevertheless, Politico's disinformation campaign begins with this deliberately misleading headline. Her online sex life was exposed. She lost her election. Now she's speaking out. Saying Susanna Gibson's sex life was exposed is like saying John Holmes' sex life exposed. Linda Lovelace's sex life exposed. Ron Jeremy's sex life exposed. Marilyn Chambers' sex life exposed. Jenna Jameson's sex life exposed. Why is it no different? Because, like her forebears, Susanna Gibson invited the paying public to watch her have hardcore sex in front of a camera. Susanna Gibson is a professional porn actress. Graphic stuff ahead because Susanna Gibson is a dirty, dirty girl. I'll let you fuck me in the ass doggy style in the private room if someone wants to pay, Gibson said during one performance. That's the deal. That someone is the public. But Politico doesn't want their stupid readers to know what Gibson did. The disinformation spread by Politico instead paints the worst mother on the planet as the victim of a Republican dirty trick when the truth is this. On a site called Chatterbait, Don't Ask, this pig and her pig of husband engaged in hardcore sex online and invited the paying public to watch. They performed live so the paying public could send money to watch Susanna Gibson degrade herself. As Breitbart News detailed after the scandal was first reported by the far-left Washington Post in September, the depravity was unceasing. She would allow room service to see her naked for a certain price. She bragged about having sex with three different guys in one day. Don't tell my husband he was the third, she said. I would say, I'm ethically non-monogamous, but I guess that three in one day was not. If enough money was forthcoming, Gibson was prepared to urinate on camera. But because she's a Democrat and Democrats got it good, Politico wants its stupid readers to get the impression someone broke into her house and stole a private sex tape. The disgraced New York Times already did this. Here's how Politico's shameless liars parse the language so that its stupid readers are never told she was performing for the public for money. Paragraph 1. The Washington Post revealed that a promising Virginia Democrat, Susanna Gibson, had previously been captured in a recorded video performing sex acts online with her husband. Paragraph 3. The video, a recording of an explicit live stream that the Post said had been uploaded elsewhere on the internet, had been shared by a Republican political operative, according to the paper. The Post's report upended Gibson's life, to say nothing of her candidacy. The interview with Gibson then begins, and, like everything at Politico, it is overwritten and repetitive. But here's a perfect example of the misleading tone. How much do you feel like people in general should be free to live really separate lives online? Politico asked the lady who had sex before the paying public. Live really separate lives online. Tell me, Johnny Wad, do you feel like people in general should be free to live really separate lives as a porn star? Politico also acts as though the person who leaked the truth about the worst mother on the planet should be held accountable. For what? Exposing the truth about something a politician did in front of the paying public, something she could easily be blackmailed for? Politico believes voters should not be informed that one of their candidates is a porn queen. You know if the porn queen in question is a Democrat. Something else Politico's serial liars never touch is the fact that during her public sex performances, Gibson didn't seem all that interested in living a really separate life online. She was getting railroaded, her word, not mine, in public after she announced her run for office and after she started raising campaign money. Here's the best part. During her public porn shows, Little Miss separate her sex performances from her political life talked about how she was having sex before the paying public to support a good cause. Sure, we can pretend we're all stupid by pretending she wasn't having sex in public to raise campaign money, but she was. Nevertheless, if you hold a campaign fundraiser where you raise campaign funds by, how did she put it? Oh, yes, taking it in the ass doggy style, the disgraced Politico still doesn't find it relevant. New corporate media rule: if you're taking it in the ass doggy style on camera and in front of the paying public to raise money for your campaign, that's not a legitimate political story at Politico, if you're a Democrat. But if you're a private citizen out minding your own business and a Democrat approaches you and then makes a gaffe, that citizen's tax status is a story at Politico. I'm telling ya, you can't hate the corporate media enough. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, in December. Though this book cannot fairly be categorized as Christian fiction, it expresses Christian themes as surely as if it were, and more effectively. I marvel at Nolte's creative imagination and his facility for storytelling. David Limbaugh. After your purchase, email jmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests. Borrowed Time is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers and is the perfect Christmas gift. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available on Kindle and audiobook.